Term 2's officially underway for schools, and with it for some today, the arrival of this phone ban. The Education Minister, Erica Stanford, is with us. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Of all the things you will do as the Minister of Education in terms of effective change for the better for this country, where do you reckon the cell phone ban fits?
That's a funny question, because I actually didn't think it was going to be one of the lasting legacy things, but actually it's turning out to be an incredibly positive policy. It's been overwhelmingly welcomed. And some of the reports we're getting in, like Hornby High School saying we haven't had a single case of cyberbullying since the ban was put in place, I'm actually starting to think now this will be one of the best things that we've done. And you know what? So many other countries are now going to be following us. I was just at a conference up in Singapore, and all the education ministers wanted to talk to me about was, how did you do it? What should we do?
Jeez. Actually, let me come back to Singapore in just a couple of months, because I'm a fan of that. The people who are criticising it this morning saying, what about a smartwatch? What about a laptop? What do you do?
Yeah. Well, look, it's not set and forget policy. We'll keep an eye on things. But frankly, in the first term, when most schools have put it in place anyway, because they did it early, we haven't really had any problems with that. I haven't had any reports of people saying, you know, kids are going into their bag, getting out their laptop, powering it up to check an email or check a social media. I mean, they're not doing it. And it's a bit of an inconvenience, so I don't think it's that much of a problem. But we will keep an eye on it and see how things go.
Is it one of those things that they were happy for you to be the bad guy? In other words, schools were secretly wanting it, wish they could have done it, didn't because they didn't need the hassle. You guys came along and solved their problem.
Oh, that's exactly right. I've had a lot of principals say to me, look, it was really hard. There's lots of pushback from kids, but now you've done it. You're the bad guy. I'm quite happy to be the bad guy, Mike, if it means improved mental health and academic outcomes for our kids. I mean, there was a Norwegian study that's just come out saying that this has got incredibly good outcomes for especially low socioeconomic girls for their mental health, but also GPA grades, and bullying is reduced as well. So, look, I'm happy to be the bad guy.
Fantastic. And back to Singapore, what did you learn? They might be asking you about cell phones. What did you learn?
Oh, look, a number of things. The Singaporeans were so generous with their time. I think the big thing that came out for me was ensuring that we have a curriculum that is knowledge rich, but also contains those competencies around future problem solving and critical thinking. We've had a curriculum that's been based on these competencies, but stripped of all knowledge. And so I was having a really good look at their curriculum, and they're doing some quite innovative things to make sure they've got that balance right. Mm. And I'm keen to follow in their footsteps, which is why we're implementing a knowledge rich curriculum.
How long before we see tangible results, PISA scores going up, etc.?
Okay, it is a bit of a long journey, which is why we're starting right at the bottom at primary school, because if you don't start there, then it's incredibly difficult and expensive to catch kids up. But we've got a goal of 80% of kids at curriculum by 2030, which gives us enough time to get a cohort of kids through primary school. But it will be a massive change with a knowledge-rich curriculum, structural literacy, maths mastery, explicit teaching, systematic scope and sequence in our curriculum, so that every kid, no matter where they go to school, get access to the same knowledge and the same evidence-based teaching methods.
Fantastic. Good to catch up. Appreciate it very much, Erica Stanford. Term 2, we're underway. Education Minister with us this morning.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.